great peace. Words from Jesus.
On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jewish leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." John chapter 20, verse 19. My peace is such an all-encompassing gift that it is independent of circumstances. Though you lose everything else, if you gain my peace, you are rich indeed. Let that be a deep comfort to you, especially amid the many aspects of your life over which you have no control. When you're feeling at the mercy of your circumstances, my all-encompassing peace is exactly what you need, even though you sometimes feel unable to receive it. Perhaps that is because you cling to other things, your loved ones, your possessions, your reputation. My desire is to help you treasure my peace above everything in the world, recognizing it as a supernatural gift bequeathed to my followers shortly before my death. A man who knows he will soon die wants to leave something precious with those he loves. Therefore, I willed my peace to my disciples and all who follow me. I knew this was a difficult gift to receive, especially in the midst of adversity. So after my resurrection, the first words I spoke to my disciples were, "Peace be with you." They needed this reassurance to reinforce what I taught them before I died. You also need to be reminded of the divine nature of this gift, for it is not the world's peace I give you. It is peace that transcends all understanding. Clinging to other things makes it hard for you to receive this precious gift. That is like wrapping your fingers tightly around a small copper coin, while I am offering you unlimited supplies of pure gold. To receive my profit gift, you must first open your hands and your heart to me. By doing so, you release your concerns into my care and keeping. As you receive my glorious peace, you gain deeper intimacy with me, the richest blessing of all. Peace in my presence. Great peace have those who love your law, and nothing can make them stumble. Psalm 119, verse 165. As you diligently seek my face in prayer, and as you acknowledge me and bring your requests before me, I will be a faithful provider. I will continue to care for you, to protect you from harm and evil. I will supply for you. I will succor you in danger. I will comfort you in tribulation. I will give peace in time of turmoil. I will bring joy in place of sorrow. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my word shall not pass away. I will never fail to keep my promises to you, but you must do your part and seek me. For if you seek me, you will find me when you search for me with all your heart. If you seek my peace and come into my presence in stillness and quietness, my peace will fall upon you. I will relieve your fears and worries and anxieties as you come to me and lay them at my feet in humility and request my help and my peace. My love and my heart are open to you and ready to pour out my answers, comfort, love, and strength. So call unto me and I will answer you. As you call, I will give you my peace and strength. I will lead, protect, and guide. I will fill your heart with my peace that surpasses all understanding. Peace that overcomes. Then your light will break forth like the dawn, and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 8. If you learn to trust me, really trust me, with your whole being, then nothing can separate you from my peace. Everything you endure can be put to good use by allowing it to train you in trusting me. This is how you foil the works of evil, growing in grace through the very adversity that was meant to harm you. Joseph was a prime example of this divine reversal, declaring to his brothers, "You meant evil against me, but God meant it for good." Do not fear what this day or any day may bring your way. Concentrate on trusting me and on doing what needs to be done. Relax in my sovereignty, remembering that I go before you as well as with you into each day. Fear no evil, for I can bring good out of every situation you will ever encounter. Peace, be still. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they awoke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" And he awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. He said to them, "Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith?" Mark chapter 4, verse 37 through 40. As you trust in my word by faith, you will find peace and rest for your spirit. So lay down the burden of your worries, fears, and anxieties, and come to me in faith. When I lay in the boat sleeping, and the waves and the wind and the storm battered it about, my disciples didn't know what to do, and they were afraid of the wind and the waves and concerned about their vessel. So they woke me, as they knew that the answer lay in my power. I said, "Peace, be still." And there was peace. They came to me, admitting that they didn't know what to do, and I gave them peace. So come to me with the faith of a child who knows that his father will not lead him astray, but will guide him into all truth. Come to me with an open heart and an open mind, and let me give you my peace, the peace that comes from faith, trust, and from yielding your will to the will of God.
You've been listening to an audio production by The Family International. Visit us at www.thefamily.org.